Boat Migrant Living in Free Hotel Stabs Student, 18, in the Back. By Jack Montgomery on March 9, 2023. A boat migrant living in a hotel at taxpayers' expense stabbed an 18-year-old student in the back at random, supposedly so he could be deported. 28-year-old Rebez Mohammed has received a short sentence at Southampton Crown Court for stabbing 18-year-old Ellis Wheeler, a complete stranger to him, in the back with a kitchen knife in broad daylight. Wheeler, a student at Solent University, fled from the Iraqi migrant in the country despite a significant criminal record and at least one previous spell in prison, with a punctured lung, managing to evade his pursuit before collapsing. He survived, but missed his exams and still suffers with anxiety attacks and insomnia. Mohammed, who had approached his victim on the pretense of wanting to ask him about kickboxing, supposedly carried out the potentially deadly attack in a bid to be deported from the United Kingdom. Being dissatisfied with his lifestyle living in a hotel completely free of charge with hot meals and other amenities provided on the taxpayer's dime, because he had no work or money. Mohammed's attack was captured on video. When anyone carries out an attack with a knife, it is down to chance whether the victim lives or dies, said sentencing judge Brian Forster Casey in comments quoted by Mail Online. This was an indiscriminate attack. Any member of our community could have been the victim. He went on, adding, you were willing to inflict a serious injury with a weapon to achieve your own end. You could have killed the victim. As if often the case in Britain, however, the sentence handed down by the judge hardly matched his tough words, with Mohammed receiving a mere 6 years for inflicting grievous bodily harm, GBH, with intent and possessing a knife. Incredibly, he does not appear to have been prosecuted for attempted murder. Notably, most criminals in Britain do not serve their sentences entirely in custody, with those handed non-life sentences typically entitled to early release on license halfway or, more rarely, two-thirds of the way through their terms. There is also little guarantee he really will be deported at the end of his sentence, unless he makes a concerted effort to facilitate the process, as even very serious criminals and criminals actually handed deportation orders are very often not actually removed from the country. If it is true that he stabbed his victim because he was actively trying to get himself get kicked out, it is possible he upped the ante in terms of his criminality because the government had left him at large in the country despite the fact he had already been cautioned for battery and criminal damage in 2022 and even imprisoned for a few weeks for racially aggravated harassment and stalking, all without the authorities deciding that the public might be better off if he was detained and deported. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.